The state's estimated 13.2% health insurance rate increase is receiving pushback from Affordable Care Act advocates, who say it's another example of the state's resistance to the federal health law.
The reality is, for most of the folks who use the marketplace, those rate increases that we see or hear about aren't going to apply to them personally.
Greg Mello is the policy director for the healthcare advocacy group, Florida Chain, and he argues the way the state calculated health insurance pricing for the upcoming year is misleading.
It's just an analysis. The marketplace will still be working. The primary factor in determining what a family pays or what individual pays is their income and the plan that they choose. And those things will not change, despite the fact that the examples that OIR chose are not representative of the vast majority of the people who will be doing that purchasing.
Florida's analysis shows an individual making about $27,000 a year who qualifies for a federal subsidy would pay around $200 a month for their insurance. For example, according to the state, a single person in Leon County pays $166 a month for subsidized health insurance. That would increase by $37 next year.
Just as the former elected insurance commissioner of Florida 15 years ago, if I didn't think a rate hike was justified, I would cut it.
Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson is also critical of the Florida Office of Insurance Regulations math. During a stop in Tallahassee to endorse North Florida congressional candidate Gwen Graham, Nelson said the state abdicated its duty to regulate insurance rates.
The state legislature, signed by the governor, took away that power of the insurance commissioner. So is it any wonder that the health insurance companies are jacking their rates up now?
OIR used an average of all the mid-level silver plans sold on the exchange to come up with an average rate hike for consumers. More than 70% of the people who purchased their health insurance from the federal exchange purchased a silver plan. But the federal government is saying costs for most Floridians will go down, and it's basing its analysis on population centers and the fact that most people purchased cheaper silver plans. A June report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says most of the 984,000 people who signed up qualified for federal subsidies and are paying $68 a month for health insurance. Regardless of whether costs are going up or down, at least one thing is certain: Floridians will have more choices when it comes to insurance companies.
We do expect to offer a wide array of quality, innovative products that offer greater value and access and service to all Florida residents, regardless of their situation and life stages.
Elizabeth Cadillo Fiallo is the spokeswoman for health insurance giant United Healthcare, one of three companies entering Florida's insurance exchange market. United is gearing up to offer its products on the federal exchange after sitting out the first year. The company wanted to wait and see how the exchange would pan out before getting involved. And Fiallo says it had always been in the plan that United would participate.
You know, we're just making good on that promise that we are, you know, moving forward with a broader participation, and it's not only in Florida but elsewhere as well.
So the bottom line, some Floridians will pay more for their health insurance, some will pay less. It depends on where you live, how old you are, and how much money you make. To find out what your costs will be, you'll have to wait until open enrollment on the Federal Insurance Exchange resumes. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.